really loud.
Welcome to Community First, a show where First Union organisers, activists and community leaders answer your questions and discuss the issues facing our communities. Community First is proudly brought to you by First Union, where we put workers first.
And kia ora koutou, you're on Community First Radio. My name is Robin Wilson-Whiting. I'm a retail finance organiser with First Union, and I'm joined today by Kate Davis. She is also a retail finance organiser with First Union. She's also a co-chair at Auckland Action Against Poverty, affectionately known as AAAP, a really excellent partner organisation for First Union, working with people out of work or people with work who don't have enough money to survive, unfortunately.
Beneficiaries, Robin.
Beneficiaries, and unfortunately very common. And Kate is also an activist and a writer. So welcome, Kate. How are you doing?
Great. Kia ora, Robin.
Kia ora. Well, we are here to do our final show for Community First Radio. We've been on air for a few months and really enjoyed the opportunity to talk to you all moving our airwaves onto our own Facebook page so that we can speak live from our office, get our members involved, and broadcast to our followers on Facebook. We hope that you'll join us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/FirstUnionNZ. And you can follow us there, and we will be broadcasting live on Mondays, I believe, at the same time, 5 p.m. And that's where we will be discussing the issues that affect our members and our, our communities around New Zealand that are in work, out of work, doing whatever, having a great time, having not so good a time, and hearing about the issues that affect them. So
that is really exciting, Robin. So people can go onto the Facebook page and they can actually see us and hear us.
Yeah,
all at the same time.
Video. I can't wait to get my face in front of our followers.
I've got a large head like a pumpkin, but I'm prepared to give it a go for the cause.
I feel the same, but maybe we can put filters on and look like bunny rabbits or something.
Well,
seasonally appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah, I think at all times of year we want to talk about Easter. Easter is a hot topic for us at First Union, particularly representing retail workers. We want to talk about holidays in general in this show, but, you know, while we're on the topic of bunny rabbits.
I am actually a rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can be a bunny rabbit at any time of the year, can't you, Kate?
You can. And I've been a very successful rabbit this year. I have to say it's one of the highlights for me of 2017 was dressing as a full fur rabbit and helping the fight to save Easter Sunday trading in Auckland.
Yeah. So a bit of background on that. Obviously, we're the union representing retail workers around the country. And unfortunately, the previous government legislated to allow city or regional councils to make a call as to whether shops could trade on Easter Sunday outside of the existing very restricted ability to do so in seasonal places like Taupō,
Queenstown,
and, you know, gas stations and that sort of thing. But by and large, Easter Sunday has been, up until very recently, a non-trading day where people can spend time with their families, and the retail workers who are often working when everybody else is on holiday actually get a guaranteed day off to do whatever they like. Unfortunately, like I said, the recent government allowed councils to change that if they wished. And as a union, we've been pushing back against those proposed changes all around the country. And Kate here was instrumental in getting our Auckland Council
highly instrumental
and very persuasive indeed, and no bribery involved, but happened to share chocolate, Easter eggs.
Out of season.
Yeah. With councillors who did the right thing and voted against allowing, even a consultation, and a very expensive consultation on whether shops should or should not open on Easter Sunday in Auckland region, because what's the point of asking the question and spending millions of dollars on doing so if you know that actually you believe that workers have the right to have the guaranteed day off? So good on you, Auckland Council, for stepping up for working families. A lot of councils out there around the country haven't done the right thing, and we really need to have a full-time bunny rabbit at First Union to go around and spread the love, I'd say. Kate?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that is what I aspire to, is to being a full-time rabbit. Hard to find full-time rabbit work. I believe that I probably could have swung Dunedin even against Ed Sheeran and possibly closed that situation down. But the really interesting thing as we head into this time of year, Robin, about Easter Sunday is the fact that even though it's traditionally a day off, it's not a stat.
Yes. We want to talk about stats. What's a stat?
It's
a statutory holiday, public holidays. A lot of people out there will be working on public holidays. You have all sorts of rights that are routinely ignored by employers around this country, including those that have very high union involvement. They try and get away with it because they don't want to pay you extra, by and large. Some employers are nice. A lot of them want to keep their money and not give you time and a half. Or more commonly, they are trying to pressure people to work or not to work based on their individual preferences and not taking into account your needs. So shall we start with a song?
I think we should.
And then we'll talk about your rights around public holidays. And then we're going to talk about Muppets. Don't be a Muppet at the mall this Christmas. Be respectful to retail workers in particular. There are also hospitality workers, all sorts of people around the country that are under a lot of pressure at the moment and with a lot of stroppy customers, and it doesn't really help. So
they don't get paid extra to deal with that, Robin.
No, they don't. And yeah, dealing with your bad day is above their pay grade. So what we want to do is talk a little bit about that, how you can help, how you can be more aware, and a campaign that's taking off over in Australia about this very thing that I think we could remember at all times of the year, not just at Christmas. And then if we have any time towards the end of the show, we can talk a bit more about what the highlights of the year are, anything else that we can remember that has gone well and things to look forward to next year. So
our hopes, dreams and aspirations for the year to come.
Absolutely. So I want to play a song. It's a bit of a funny song, but I think it's a good time to have something up.
Which song is it,
Robin? A
little
bit lighter. I'll be announcing it after I've played it.
Oh, really? I'm loving it so far.
Thank you. There you go.
Aww.
It's from the Muppets. It's a bit of a Muppet theme this year.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what is
it's gone so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lover, the dreamer, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailor? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed. Find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
And that was Ernie?
Kermit, the Frog. My God, it's a classic, Robin.
Thank you
so much for playing. That is one of my favourite numbers.
I thought that was great. That was Kermit the Frog with Why Are There So Many Songs About
The Rainbow Connection.
Rainbows. Yeah, but, you know, that's what he's saying, the Rainbow Connection.
He is.
And, yeah, just a bit of a reflection there from Kermit. I think that's really nice. You're on Planet FM. This is The Hour with Community First. We are a union-run organisation reaching out to the issues that affect workers and working communities, and dealing with all sorts of different things. Last week we talked about labour hire contracts and triangular arrangements of some description.
Tripartite?
I don't
That's
think
what
so.
They call it.
I heard triangular.
Triangular.
But basically when you contract
threesomes,
out.
Basically, threesomes. They don't work.
They don't work, no. It's
they
very
do.
Hard to make it work.
You think it sounds like a good idea, but in the long run, someone is always left out.
Yeah, that's true. And it's usually the labour hire worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this example that we're talking about. But also, we've talked about the TPPA, we've talked about migrant labour exploitation. You may see more soon, unfortunately, of that ongoing issue of migrants coming to our country for a better life and being exploited horribly. So that's always something that we're working on as a union. But today we're talking about the holiday season.
Yay, holidays!
Yay, and I hope that everyone out there is going to take some breaks at some point and have a nice time out in the summertime. What we wanted to talk about in this section was public holidays, your rights. If there's no point having rights if you don't know about them and you don't know how to enforce them.
Wouldn't it be great if public holidays were actually public holidays and the entire public had a holiday?
That would be beautiful.
That would
That's probably
beautiful.
What used to happen before we had
back in the olden days, Robin.
Yeah.
Because I know by looking at me, you probably can't tell, but I am considerably older than you. And I do remember a time when we had no shops open on the weekend.
Yeah.
I remember when they introduced Saturday shopping and then the shops were only open from morning till midday. They were all closed by midday, and Sunday everything was closed. And we still managed to buy everything we needed. And we didn't even have the internet in those days.
Yeah.
Actually been invented.
I think that's very instructive.
Mm.
And yet we have a completely different system now.
We do.
But employers get all iffy when workers say, I don't want to work on the weekends. It's like, too right. But anyway, this is the world we live in today.
It is. And it's really important that if you want to purchase a garden gnome at midnight, you can purchase that garden gnome.
Yeah. Mm. You don't even need a working human to serve you if you're going to Kmart.
Correct.
Correct. So I guess we can start with your minimum entitlements. This is for all workers.
All workers, whether you're a union member, a non-union member, a new migrant, or you've lived here for years.
Yeah. But everyone also, if you're on wages, if you're on salary, what about contractors?
Contractors are a little bit different.
Yeah, so try not to be a contractor is my advice. But, you know, you can charge whatever you want. So charge time and a half plus a day in line.
Absolutely.
So the way that it works is that we have quite a few public holidays coming up. Those days are Monday, the 25th of December.
What day is that?
That's Christmas Day.
Yay, Christmas!
You have a lot of things are closed on Christmas Day, to be fair, almost everywhere apart from gas stations and, you know, hospitals, etc., I guess.
The dairy.
The dairy.
The dairy is always open Christmas morning for everybody who forgot to buy cream to go on the trifle.
Yeah, well, that's good. We do need those people to suffer for
our trifle.
And then you've got Boxing Day, Tuesday the 26th of December.
Uh-huh, leftover day.
Yes. And then you've got the first day of the year, January the 1st. I don't know what type of day that is. What day is it? A Monday as well?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Because it's exactly 7 days after Christmas.
Yeah.
But nobody should be expected to work New Year's Day. And it's really unfortunate that they are because, really, it's a public health risk.
Yeah, but
most people aren't well enough.
Well, this is you're presuming a widespread drinking culture, which is a fair presumption.
Well, yes, yeah. I am.
Some people might love serving people on
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Day.
Ah.
Just the joy of the first day of the year being at work, I think. Anyway, that's also a public holiday. Next day, January 2nd, public holiday. In Auckland, we've got the 29th of January.
Anniversary day
On the Monday.
Yeah.
The last Monday of the month, I believe. And that is also a public holiday. Then you've got Waitangi Day on
February the 6th.
The 6th of February, yay. And then there's still more to come after that. So a lot to look forward to if you are in the business of getting paid time and a half in a day in lieu. So the way that it works.
What if I don't want to work, Robin?
You can say no. And
can everybody say no?
I think so. We should know that. Work on public holidays is voluntary. They cannot force you to work.
Mm. I think that in theory it's voluntary, but yes. I think the reality is for a lot of workers, especially people in non-unionised sites or who are working in retail or hospitality, there is an expectation that they will work those days.
Yes.
So I think it is quite hard to get out of. My advice to all workers is if you want stats off, no matter where you're working, give plenty of notice.
Yeah.
So by this stage, if you want New Year's Eve off, I'm saying you're probably a little late.
Or what you can do, and we don't usually encourage people to take ownership of their own management because that's the manager's job, but if you find somebody that can cover for you, then job should be done.
Yeah.
Any decision that an employer is making about accepting your, say, your annual leave request or, I would say in this situation, a public holiday off request being of a similar nature should be made based on operational requirements. So if they can afford for you to not be at work, they should say yes.
The other thing about, you know, time and a half in a lieu day, these are the minimum statutory requirements that you're entitled to.
Yes.
So if your boss is desperate and you're working in a bar out there, I say, God damn it, negotiate. They need you on that night more than you need them.
That's absolutely right.
Set your rate.
Yeah, you should ask for time in three halves.
Or double time.
Triple time.
Triple time.
We do have, so like Kate says, those are your minimum entitlements, but you are, on an individual level, able to negotiate extra, but also on a collective level, what we do with unions is work together as a group of staff to negotiate better pay and conditions than the minimum expectations of an employer in this country. And we do that time and time again. If you're in a worksite that has a union, get on board, negotiate, make things even better for you and your workmates. At some of the collective agreements that I deal with, they have double time on public holidays, every public holiday. They have a set maximum of how many public holidays they may be required to work. And, it's pretty nice. So going back to basics, if you work a regular Monday to Friday week, that's your regular roster and those are your contracted days, you will, if you do work on Monday, Tuesday, say Christmas Day and Boxing Day, you should receive time and a half and a day in lieu for each of those days. So
if you're on minimum pay, Robin, then your hourly rate is going to be no less than $23.62.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's better than $15.75.
It sure is.
It sure is. So that's your time and a half. The day in lieu that we're talking about is also called an alternative day. That is like a little extra day of annual leave that you can take whenever you like, and you can sit it in your little annual leave, not annual leave, alternative day or lieu day bank balance, and you can use that day at another time that you wish. Or if you haven't used it for a year, you can actually get that money, just the money for that day. So that's quite nice. The difference, if you're not contracted to work or you're not usually working, say, on a Monday, and you do end up working, so maybe you usually work Wednesday to Sunday. You don't usually work on Monday or Tuesday, but you've decided to help out the team and you're helping out on Christmas Day, then you do still get time and a half, but you do not get a day in lieu. But of course, you're working on Christmas Day, you can always negotiate up, okay? But everybody working on a public holiday should get time and a half. That is your rate plus another 50%. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we want to say about public holidays?
They suck. It sucks if you have to work them. But then again, if you need the money, it's a good chance to earn a little bit extra.
I think what I find and what I tell employers all the time that get freaked out that nobody's going to want to work on public holidays is that people like money. And for a lot of people, particularly if it's your contracted day, they feel that the time and a half ended day in lieu is adequate compensation for not having that time off, and they can make that choice freely. And it is does not serve anybody well if you're pressuring your staff to work.
Can I just do a shout out to people who get sick over this period as well? If you're ill, you're ill. Now, I know that a lot of people around this time of year are really quite often hesitant to take time off or to ring in sick because they're worried that it'll be viewed badly by the employer. Mm. But if you are ill, you're ill. So please don't go into work if you're sick.
That's absolutely right. Good point.
I suffer from terrible hay fever.
Oh.
At this time of year particularly. Actually, I'm being quite serious. Terrible hay fever. Yeah.
That on top of the associated Christmas hazards and risks that you yourself have faced?
Well.
Anyway, everybody be careful out there. And look after yourself and stick up for yourself. You're entitled to, and your employer's going to get in lots of trouble if they do the wrong thing.
Which kind of brings us round to that other subject of shoppers.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
We have a song to play before we talk about shoppers.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Keep talking.
And what is the song we're playing, Robin? What is it about?
Manam, manam.
Ah, because this is for all the Muppets out there. The Muppets that are planning on going shopping and going to the Boxing Day sales. Why would anyone actually go to a Boxing Day sale?
No life.
Manamana. Manamana. phenomena.
Just a second. It's for you.
Phenomena.
The question is, what is a phenomena?
The question is, who cares?
Very cool. That was the Muppets with Phenomena. And I think that that was very refreshing.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. We are playing the Muppets because...
We don't want you to be a Muppet.
No, don't be a Muppet.
That's right.
The reason that we're talking about people being Muppets is for seasonal reasons, particularly seasonal reasons, and that is when people out there frantically buying Christmas presents and spending money to display love and affection for people around them. People get stressed out about that. They might not have found the exact thing that they wanted. They might have been busy and been buying things at the last minute. And who's there standing at the counter or in the aisle, potentially getting a little bit of your attitude?
I mean, I get it. People are stressed at this time of year. Everybody's got a lot on. There's the financial stress. There's being time poor. There's the expectation. Everything that has to be managed within a certain time frame, and all of that adds up. And on top of that, we've also got people that are going out buying presents that maybe aren't traditionally into shopping.
That's a good...
You know, you've got those people that you see them standing in the aisles, gazing round, looking embarrassed, thinking, what the hell am I going to get?
Yes.
Blah.
Blah.
Yeah, they haven't planned. But you can also, at the moment, you see it in the shopping malls. There's people that are getting angsty. There's no parks. It's incredibly busy. Everyone's got demands on their time, and shopping can be really quite an arduous chore that they have to embark on.
Yeah. Yeah, not fun. And now kids not are off fun. School, you might have to drag the kids through the mall. Oy. So watch out for your children. Keep them in line.
Yeah, and when you're reversing...
Don't run anyone over.
Try not to.
Well, yeah, it's more about the intention rather than the outcome, isn't it?
Well... Anyway, who is standing in front of you at the end of all of this? When you get into the mall, yes, and you've got your mailer in your hand,
yes,
and you go there to buy your deep fryer, you get there, you've seen it on sale, it's exactly what your beloved wants, and you get there and it's not there.
What do you do?
What you don't do is yell and wave your mailer in front of the retail assistant.
That person is most likely a uni student or an experienced retail assistant who's worked there for many years, neither of which can help you.
Neither of them are responsible for stocking the shelves. Yeah, neither of them are responsible for what they order in.
No, none of them. And even the person that is responsible for ordering in the products can't help you right now because they're not magic. So really, what is the best thing for people to do when they're upset?
Tweet. Facebook. Blame the management. Stop blaming the workers. Don't blame the workers at all. If they can't find the product for you, or if you walk into some stores, there's one retailer where you might see an exceptional number of people all wearing distinctive red shirts. However, maybe not all of them actually work there. Some of them might be doing work experience. Some of them might be there from
Wins.
And then, of course, you've got the untrained Christmas casuals. And it's not their fault also. They've been hired in at the last minute. So you'll see loads of workers and none of them might be able to give you the answer you want.
Yes.
None.
So who do you call?
You don't call them out. You don't hassle them because it's not their fault. This is the fault of management. This is a structure. If you're in Kmart and you are stuck in this huge snake of humanity running through the store as you approach no workers, the self-service checkouts, don't write a blog. It'll come out badly. Don't get angry at anyone apart from the management that have enforced this kind of structure where, sure, you might be getting stuff cheap, but it's at the cost of jobs. So tweet about it, Facebook. Complain to management.
Yes. Call the manager. Politely ask to speak to the manager. The manager usually probably can't help you, but at least they're better equipped to send you in the right direction. Complain about understaffing, not to the understaffed. Complain to the company. Call their 0800 number and very politely inform the call centre worker that you're not satisfied with their staffing levels.
Put it in writing. It feels so good.
Put it in
seriously.
Yep.
While you're standing in line, just whip out your phone.
Yep.
And Twitter is great because it's public. And I tell you, they will respond really, really quickly. But otherwise, email. Write a quick email.
Yes. And then put it on Twitter.
Absolutely. But let them know. Let management know that you are not happy. You are the customer. And you know what? This doesn't just go for this time of year. There are a lot of retail outlets that are drastically understaffed. And we all know that. So if you are you facing places where you constantly have to queue, let them know you're not happy. Don't hold it in.
The company, yes.
Let the company know.
And be empathetic to the workers because they have to deal with a lot of other customers that aren't happy and they know that.
Did you know,
do a good job, actually.
Did you know, Robin, that you don't get to sit down in retail?
That's absolutely true.
There's no chairs. You have a look
around. Except at Alderman Drive, Pack and Save. Right? They've got chairs at checkouts.
They still have a couple of chairs at checkouts.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to
but
say
I mean, that's
that
one
common.
Supermarket.
It's one.
One
supermarket out of foodstuffs, their entire chain. Anyway, ridiculous.
The foodstuffs entire chain, there's 190 Pack and Saves in New Worlds, plus about another 300 Four Squares.
Wow!
Wow!
And guess what? They're all part of the same company.
They are.
They are a franchise, so they're individually owned by a select elite group of individuals, but no, they are
rich
all
white people.
Same.
Some of them have helicopters
and private islands.
Wow!
So
when you think you're getting a bargain at Pack and Save, think again.
And if you're getting a bargain anywhere, Kmart, bloody Amazon, Costco, you really should step back and think about why is this thing $2?
Can we all afford those morals, though, Robin?
What is yes. No, that's absolutely true, but
I buy caged eggs.
You got to eat
eggs.
Oh,
my God, I feel deeply shamed now.
Oh, God. No, but I think it's important to reflect on our system.
Yep.
Why is it possible for our economy to produce things at such low cost through exploitation, whether it's of workers, of animals, of the environment, and that may not be, it's not your fault as
a
consumer.
Those chickens aren't getting paid.
No, they're not. And they deserve a living wage to live.
I agree.
And
they
be free.
Pack them into apartments.
But my point is, you should, it's not your fault as a consumer for buying those things. And I think a lot of finger-waggy environmentalist would have you believe that. It's not your fault, and you can't change the world by buying other stuff.
No, you can't.
So just blame the system. That's right. Anyway, this SDA, which is a union in Australia,
yeah,
representing retail workers, just like us, First Union here in New Zealand.
Well, I think we're kind of better.
Well, we're pretty cool.
Yeah.
They have, to their credit, started a campaign called Nobody Deserves a Serve. Do you want to tell us a bit about it, Kate?
I know very little about it, Robin, apart from the fact that it is a campaign called Nobody Deserves a Serve. So in Australian colloquial language, a serve would be a serve of disrespect.
A complaint, a attitude.
A slur.
A slur. A violence.
A diss.
A diss.
Yeah.
So
diss the workers, which is exactly what we've been talking about.
Absolutely. So their national campaign, No One Deserves to Serve, is to stop the abuse and violence towards retail and fast food workers by customers this Christmas. And like I said, this is something to be remembered at all times of the year. But unfortunately, they surveyed the over 6,000 retail and fast food workers and found that over 85% of them had experienced abuse from customers at work. That's embarrassing, and I would not be surprised if it was the same in New Zealand. And, yeah, we can get...
Well, Australians aren't as nice, but...
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's a bit better here. But the other message we've got really is for people that are working in the industry. So if you're a retail worker or if you're a fast food worker, you don't have to put up with abuse, especially not horrible, racist, sexist, intolerant comments. So if people are being out of line, that is not your job. If they're being unreasonable, walk away. Walk away and get a manager. But you don't have to stand there and tolerate it.
No.
So I'm not in any way advocating that you respond, because hitting back is never going to achieve the goal you want it to. But you do have the ability to walk away. I've done several disciplinaries this year, which has involved people that have been abused and ended up in a disciplinary procedure, and every single time it's just been thrown out. So you do have rights. Yeah, you do have
rights. However, if you get customer abuse and then you serve it back to them...
Well, that's a little bit trickier.
That's not going to go well for you.
That's a lot harder to defend.
Yeah, that is harder to defend.
Yeah.
Harder to keep that Christmas job or... go from being a Christmas casual into being a permanent worker.
Yeah, probably not.
No, so...
But don't just stand there and take it. No. I think that's a really important message. It's a key message.
Key.
Absolutely key. And your managers don't want you to do that either. Mm. There is absolutely no excuse. We've had some recent incidents in one particular mall in Auckland where there were customers leaning over, getting right in the faces of the workers and abusing them.
Oh.
And, yeah... I mean, it's traumatising for the workers. But don't just stand there. Leave. Use your feet. Get the heck out.
Yeah.
You are not paid. At $15.75, it is not your job to put up with that kind of abuse.
No.
It is not.
And actually, nobody should really be paid enough to deal with that, unless you want to.
Yeah, but that's a whole other topic and probably not for Planet FM.
That's right. So remember that when you're shopping, but remember that when you're working. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Now, I've got another message for workers this Christmas, and for all workers, really. It's been a lot of time with people in jobs that you'd expect people to take breaks. Not taking their breaks. So
you've got to take your breaks.
There's a reason for the season and for the breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take your 15, take your half hour to an hour. Take your second 15, and if you don't get it, ask for that time to be paid extra.
Okay? Absolutely.
That's your right. Check your contract, and if you don't have extra tea breaks in there, you've got a problem. You need to negotiate it, okay? Health and safety, guys. So I'm going to play a song. I'm not going to sing it, but it's really cool, telling you to take your breaks and telling you to respect people that are on their breaks.
I'm on a break right now, Robin.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Degrees. The Queensland harsh summer heat. I'd be sweating buckets up and down my street. 'Cause there I spied the bloke, perched atop of his milk crate throne. He eyed me off as I approached, and then he said, "I'm on Smoko, so leave me alone. I'm on Smoko, so leave me alone. I'm on Smoko, so leave me alone. I'm on Smoko, so leave me alone."
The Chats. Smoko, leave me alone. I think it's a good message. I try to respect people's breaks, even when I don't like them.
I really struggle with that, I have to say. Sometimes our admin staff are sitting in the lunchroom and I'll just be like, "Hey, Lynn, can you help me with?" But I think, yes, we're in a different environment, that's for sure.
Yes, but I think it should be. We should try. So really take your breaks. That's a key takeaway.
Have a Kit Kat.
Have a Kit Kat. Don't be a muppet at the mall. Treat retail and fast food and service workers with respect, even if you're feeling upset. It's not their fault. They can't help you. Go to a counsellor.
If you yell at the counter, if you turn into that person who's having a fit at the shop, you're just a bully. You know, you're yelling at people that can't yell back. Mm. You are not showing humanity your best side.
No.
And I get that everybody's got shit going on. You know, I've been there. It's easy to be nice all the time when your life is going smoothly. But if your life isn't going smoothly, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, just try and be a better person.
And I know that sounds really like Orwellian, but in the age
don't be a pig.
Of... and, yeah... In the age of cell phones being very prevalent, you also don't want to be that person that looks really crappy on the internet, screaming the tits off about the lamp not being there in the right colour. So just think about that before you act.
Yeah.
We've also talked about public holidays and your entitlements.
Yay, so public holidays.
There's a lot of them coming up. You have the right to say no to work.
You have the right to remain silent.
Do communicate up front.
You have the right to a union representative.
Yes. If you're a First Union member, you can call us on the non-public holidays because our...
Actually, Robin, this year, member support is going to be working on the stats.
On all of them?
Oh, I'm pretty sure on most of them. Chris is
not Christmas, though.
Not Christmas Day.
Boxing Day, I know.
Uh-huh.
So you can call them on Boxing Day. Yeah. And
yep. We'll have a service pretty much running through.
That's pretty awesome. Go, Chris.
Yeah. And I'm one of the duty organisers, Robin. So for the entire Auckland, Northland area,
yeah.
If you've got an issue, there's a really good chance you'll get me coming to help you out. So particularly if you're in the far north or you know people in the far north, please spread the message.
Please.
If you've got an issue, ask for Kate.
Kate wants to come see you.
Yeah.
And sort out your problem.
I do.
And go for a swim.
Around New Year's, I'll be around the Russell area. So handy.
Yeah.
Very handy.
Call her on 4938 79. Oh, that's probably like...
That's not my number.
Somebody else's number. Definitely is. But the other thing is that, yeah, call for help. You can also check out your entitlements around public holidays, around your employment rights. On the government website, I actually find it really useful, mbie.govt.nz. Search your problem. They'll be able to inform you about your rights.
I've got problems. Can I search them on that website, Robin?
I think you can search. You may not be guaranteed a match.
Okay.
But a lot of companies pay
for... Swipe right on MIMBY.
Counselling, HR. Call those people. If you need help, okay?
Okay.
And any other highlights for 2017?
Highlights. What a year. It's been an exciting year.
Mm.
I've had loads of highlights and lowlights.
Yes. Anyone you want to talk about?
Anyone in particular that I want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Off the cuff, just like that, Robin. Well, that's a very tricky question. What I have realised this year is being in the union makes a huge, huge difference. This time last year, I had just started recruiting at Cotton On. And over the last year, we've gone through the malls of New Zealand. We still have over 350 active members in all the little Cotton On stores. And they've gone from being minimum pay to being on, a lot of them being on $16.75 an hour.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So they've got an extra dollar an hour. They've now got redundancy. They've now got breaks. They get overtime if they work more than 8 hours in a day.
Mm.
So we've achieved a huge amount for a group of workers. And I'd love to think that in the year to come, 2018, we'd be able to build on that. I'd love more workers. If you're in a mall and you work in that mall and you work in retail, I don't care what the chain is, join First Union. Join as an associate member. Join as a one and two. You don't have to have a whole lot of you.
Yeah.
But join up.
Join up.
Join up.
You can join us on www.firstunion.org.nz or you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/firstunionnz.
Do people still say www, Robin?
I did.
Wow. That's interesting. You know what?
Is it banned?
Yeah. I don't believe it's banned yet, but I believe it was a questionable choice. You can also follow me personally on Twitter.
Hey.
Yeah, at Kate in the Bay. And I will answer your questions day or night.
Wouldn't it be at Kate in the Bay?
It's at Kate in the Bay.
You can't follow me on Twitter because I
post crap rude. Crap at Twitter.
I post rude.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just me everywhere. But, yeah, you're more than welcome to follow me on Twitter because I am trying to increase my Twitter followers.
Good.
And raise my personal profile because, you know, that's another goal for 2018, my own brand.
Brand.
Kate.
Personal brand.
Katie brand.
Has the First Union got its own Twitter account?
Yeah. Good. You can follow at First Union, but it's not as amusing as me.
No.
Well,
follow both and then you get the best of both
worlds.
You do. Well, like I said, this is the last show for Community First FM.
But I just got the hang of it. I really like it.
It's our last show on this very fine station, Planet FM. You can follow Community First. You can join Community First.
You could probably even join in when we're doing it on Facebook. You'll be able to type in questions. You'll be able to live tweet us. Yeah. Oh, my God, live tweet us.
I don't even have to figure out how to push the buttons and allow the phone calls to come through. So we will be broadcasting live on Facebook in the new year on www.facebook.com/FirstUnionNZ. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be interactive.
And, interactive.
We'll be able to involve all sorts of different people down at our offices in Onehunga. And we could actually...
You could drop in. Anywhere. People could come in and visit us.
Bring us donuts.
I can do mime.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah, so it's an exciting time. We're trying to reach out to more and more people every day. If you know somebody that you think would like to listen, join them up on Facebook. Or if they'd like to join First Union, join us on our website. It's that easy. Make sure that you're informed about your rights. We are looking forward to a safe and respectful Christmas. Respectful meaning respect. People's rights are respected. And people are respectful of retail workers. And people stick up for themselves because you are valuable and you do a great job and you don't have those entitlements for nothing.
Don't be a Muppet.
Don't be a Muppet. I'm going to play a song.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe this time, Robin, you could sing along. Because there's nothing like Christmas karaoke.
Something that is in mind, the mind is the only kind, and I relate to the
Thank you for listening to Community First, where we discuss issues facing our community. For details on how to join First Union, please go to our webpage, firstunion.org.nz. We'll be back every Wednesday at 5pm, or you can listen to us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/communityfirst.